Iron Sheik. WWE professional wrestling was a huge part of my childhood. Of course, at that time, it was known as the WWF. Sadly for CEO Vince McMahon, the World Wildlife Foundation had already claimed those initials. So one WWF was a collection of large wild animals that couldn't wait to mount each other, while the other was a non-profit group for panda bears. Incidentally, Vince McMahon lost the lawsuit and changed it to WWE in the early 2000s. Now, as kids, we would watch the wrestlers intently. When the program was over, we'd then practice those same dangerous moves on our friends. I'm not sure where our parents were at the time or why they allowed any of this, but that's what we did. Now, we would take what we thought were the appropriate precautions. We would always put down like a comforter or a small pillow on the hardwood floor before climbing on a bookshelf and landing an elbow on our best friend's neck.
Ooh.
Safety first. Body slams, punches, kicks, slaps, and death-defying stunts from the couch were all fair game. Pro wrestling is basically a soap opera for men. The plots and characters mirror whatever real-world conflict is going on at the time, and they provide a good and bad guy for that situation in the ring. For example, when we were involved in the Cold War, the biggest wrestling villain was a Russian guy. Each time Hulk Hogan beat that Russian, you felt like America had just won also. And fresh off the heels of the Iranian hostage crisis, nobody was more of an enemy of the USA than Iran. Therefore, the Russian wrestler fell out of prominence and a new bad guy emerged, the infamous Iron Sheik. Naturally, we loved to pretend to be our favorite wrestler while we watched the show. All the neighborhood kids wanted to be Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior. Sergeant Slaughter was a good one too. So why is it that every single time I went to pick out a wrestling persona, my friends would interrupt me? No, you're going to be Iron Sheik. Again? But I don't want to be Iron Sheik. Too bad, you're the only Iranian we know. Now put this towel on your head and go get your pointy shoes.
Ugh, fine.
Truth be told, the person portraying the Iron Sheik, Hossein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, deeply loved the United States. A collegiate wrestling champion, he moved to Minnesota to help coach their university's program as well as the U.S. Olympic developmental team. But every pro wrestling event needs a bad guy, a heel. So the Iron Sheik dutifully stepped in, pretending to hate America for the cameras. My dad knew of this successful wrestler from back home, and he was excited we now had a famous Iranian on American television, regardless of the context. Sheik would even say a few words in Farsi before launching into one of his famous rants.
Iran number one! USA I spit on!
He became the guy America loved to hate, and with every appearance, it would worsen global relations between Iranians and the beer-guzzling American demographic. But it was just entertainment, so my dad was still proud of the guy, and he had no problem showing his support. While watching the program one evening, a commercial came on. The WWE was coming to Reno, right down the street, at the Lawler Event Center. What? No way! This I had to see! I immediately stopped choking my best friend, released him from the camel clutch, and slid into the kitchen already out of breath. Mom, Dad, oh my God, Hulk Hogan, wrestling, they're coming here! We have to go! Mom wasn't into it. Dad shrugged with a maybe that didn't sound too promising. Why is it nobody seemed as excited as me about this? What a bummer. But then a month later, my parents surprised me with tickets to my first professional wrestling event. Dad said he would drive, and my favorite uncle, Amu Masood, also got roped into coming along. Yes! The best gift a 9-year-old could ever ask for. The day finally came. I put on my jean shorts, my tank top, and my tennis wristbands and headed for the car. You have to understand, this was high fashion for Reno at the time. I was almost out the door when my mother stopped me dead in my tracks. Where do you think you're going? Wrestling, Mom, it's tonight! Not dressed like that, you're not. Mom always had a strict dress code when her kids left the house. She had this notion that we were always supposed to look presentable or something. I was marched back to my room and forced to put on thick khaki pants, a long-sleeve button-down shirt, and dress shoes. I was able to negotiate myself out of the tie. I'm not sure she understood this was a pro wrestling event, not a job interview. Catching my reflection in the mirror, I saw a young man that would one day make a fine accountant looking back at me. My dad whistled. It was time to go. Sulking my way to the car, my uncle was complimentary. You look good. Yeah, right. I'll never get called into the ring to help Hacksaw Jim Duggan looking like this. As we made our way to the event, Dad looked up in the rearview mirror. You see that bag on the floor? Open it up. There in the bag was a yellow tank top and my jean shorts. Wow! Just like what Hulk Hogan wore. I was back in business. Promise me you put your dress clothes back on before we get home. Deal! We walked up the stairs into the cavernous stadium. I realized I was getting a little cold. If only I had some thicker pants and perhaps a long-sleeve shirt to keep warm. But no matter, I'd soon be jumping up and down, pumping my fist, and warming up from the excitement that comes along with flying elbow drops and chairs to the backs of heads. A sign was posted at the entrance. Due to a neck injury, Hulk Hogan won't be here tonight. Sorry for the inconvenience. Oh, man, no. Now I'm dressed just like a guy who's not even gonna be there. This day had been a roller coaster of emotions for a kid. The usher informed us that Brutus the Barber Beefcake would instead be facing Bret the Hitman Hart. Well, I guess that was okay because I liked them too. It was one exciting match after another. The music was pumping, and then came the Iron Sheik. The whole stadium erupted into a boo. I've never heard anything so unanimous in my life. Everyone, simultaneously showing hatred for the same villain at the exact same time. Everyone except one man. One lone man, cheering for his fellow Iranian. My father! What was he thinking? Even my uncle knew we needed to lay low in this situation. People started to take notice. I started to get nervous. It was only a matter of time before they put our family on the Jumbotron. My Amu Masood and I did some quick math, and we agreed it was time to go. After all, Hulk Hogan wasn't going to show up due to a neck injury, and there was a large chance we were going to leave with one as well. Maybe it was best to just beat traffic and take off a little early. But Dad didn't even want to go. We had to prod him along as he attempted to get some final glimpses of the action. Then on the ride back, I dutifully changed back into my Mormon missionary outfit, and looking like a jabroni, that's a wrestling term for a weakling, I walked into the house, excited to tell Mom about all the fun we'd had and explain to her the proper way to put someone into a figure-4 leg lock. She patiently listened to all the intricate details, and then I headed for bed. All in all, it was a really great night. 15 years later, I would sit down with the legendary Iron Sheik for over an hour and share that exact story with him.